Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. And I have a wonderful show today. You know, we talk about movements all the time, and we really talk about financial freedom, and we talk about entrepreneurial freedom and what it takes really to move forward in your life when you find something that resonates for you and find something that you really, really love. And we've been able to invite a real leader in this one particular space today. She's actually a movement leader. I mean, wait to hear what she's doing. Her name is, of course, Dr. Nicole Caillé. She is the founder and CEO of Quality Staffing Network. But the movement that she is the leader of is called Launch Growth Thrive. And it's a network. And it's so important what she's doing because she's really putting people on the path to financial freedom. She's sort of a entrepreneur's entrepreneur. I kind of call her the queen of staffing. When it comes to staffing, she knows it all. And she's helping so many people get into the staffing business as part of this movement to change their lives and change the way in which their families function and change their generational wealth. And she's doing such a great job of it. I have to invite Dr. Nicole on the show today. Dr. Nicole, so excited to have you. Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Oh, thank you, Andy. I am excited to be here and looking forward to sharing.
I love it. Of course, you know, I'll say it because you're very humble. I mean, you're one of the leaders in healthcare staffing. I mean, you help so many people throughout your career. I mean, you've won so many awards. You get invited to so many speaking engagements. You know, you're a keynote speaker. You know, a lot of magazines have covered you. You've been on TV. So let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet before I get started, because I have so many questions about not only your entrepreneurial journey, but what you're doing with this wonderful movement. Tell us about Quality Staffing Network. Tell us about the movement called Launch Growth Thrive, and then we'll get into it.
Absolutely. So the Quality Staffing Network is a training and consulting firm for healthcare staffing firm owners, for entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, established and emerging entrepreneurs. And we train them to take their staffing firms to the next level in record timing. And we do that through what we've coined as the Launch, Grow, Thrive movement, addressing each area of a development for their businesses.
Yeah, I love it so much. So let's talk about it, because you're helping so many people. Of course, your background and experience, we're going to get into it, but you have a remarkable sort of story, what happened after Hurricane Katrina, and you lost your job as a nurse, and then you started a healthcare staffing firm back in 2005, you tripled, then quadrupled, and then, you know, just exploded in a positive way. But what types of people reach out to you, Dr. Nicole, and they say, hey, I love what I'm hearing. I've heard what you're offering. I want to become part of this movement. Tell us about the types of people who you're helping.
Absolutely. So typically we're working with aspiring, emerging, and established staffing founders and staffing companies who really want to unlock the potential for their staffing organizations.
Yeah, it's so good. So someone reaches out to you, Dr. Nicole, they say, hey, I've heard about this movement. I want to take control maybe of my own destiny. I want to enjoy the freedom that a system will provide to me and my family. I love this idea of entrepreneurship and taking a lot of the risk away from being an entrepreneur. That's one of the things that you do so fantastically. So let's talk about that. How does that work?
Yeah. So I love that you said taking the risk out, because that is our total intention, to de-risk their success. And so we do that again through, first of all, assessing where they are and then determining where they're trying to go. And then we help to build a bridge between those two points.
Yeah, I love it. And it's so great. You have a system. And in the past 4 years alone, I mean, you've helped us help establish hundreds of healthcare staffing firms. Everybody loves it, of course. I love the idea, Dr. Nicole, about a movement. I mean, of course, you know, your number one goal is to really help emerging entrepreneurs build successful staffing firms, you know, while maintaining this super high standard that you've become known for in the industry. When I look at it, it's sort of like your business, Dr. Nicole, is helping other companies or other people build their business. Is that the idea?
That is the entire concept. That is the entire concept. And if we can just go back, I'd like to share a little bit about how I even got into the training and consulting space. It was quite by accident. It honestly chose me. In 2018, I started getting phone calls from different entrepreneurs saying, can you teach us how to do this? And I'm thinking, like, teach you how to do what? And they're like, listen, we're hearing about the success you had in your own staffing firm, and we want to duplicate and replicate that success. And so frankly, Andy, I started off thinking I was going to teach one class. I agreed to teach one class to a group of professionals. And lo and behold, here we are hundreds of firms later, quite a few years, and still helping entrepreneurs get that record-breaking success that they're striving for.
I love it. What a great story. So you kind of came into it because people started reaching out to you and they said, hey, Dr. Nicole, we've heard about your success. I want in. I want to learn about this. I want to learn how to do this. I have a passion about this staffing industry. And lo and behold, you said to yourself, wow, there's so many people reaching out to me. I need to help people rise up and build this movement. And one thing that's really great, Dr. Nicole, that we think about is this word upriser. And it's something that sort of encompasses what you're doing. Tell us what the word upriser means and how that resonates for you and your, you know, model and what you're doing to help other people build their dreams.
For me, it means that continual process. Entrepreneurship is really a lifelong journey. And so uprising for me is kind of, I think, symbolic of that journey of continuing to evolve and grow and go through those curated processes to take yourself and your business from proof of concept all the way up to the place where you're skyrocketing. And so uprising is that continual evolution in the right direction towards your dreams and goals.
I love it. Of course, you know, you say that small thinking gets small results. I love that so much. Before we get into sort of influence and affluence, these are two things that resonate with what you're doing. I want to get into that whole idea because, you know, you have such a great look at the way business owners need to look at not playing it small. Before we go there, tell us about the medical staffing industry itself. Tell us what the people who you put in the industry, what they really do and how they help the medical industry. And then I want to get into this influence and affluence position that you have.
Absolutely. So the healthcare staffing is simply the process of uniting qualified healthcare professionals with healthcare facilities that are in need of supplemental staffing. So it's basically an employment agency that specializes and caters to the healthcare community.
Yeah, it's interesting. And of course, I kind of think of you as sort of the queen of medical staffing, but the one thing besides helping these entrepreneurs on their journey, which you've done such a great job of, is I kind of look at you as like a mind zeitgeist. Like I think of you in terms of you're able to take people that maybe are unsure of themselves, maybe have some questions, maybe have a few, you know, missing answers, but you're able to get them to start thinking in a powerful way. Because you always say, you know, you don't want people to make excuses or you don't want them to say, hey, the market's too small. you want them to understand where they're at and give them this sort of uplifting approach to their business, and you put it in a nice package with the medical staffing offering. What is it about this idea that you do, Dr. Nicole, that you love helping people so much? Where did that come from?
Well, it comes from my own journey. About 2 years after starting my first healthcare staffing firm, so 2007, I found myself working as a janitor. And not that anything is wrong with working as a janitor, but at that point, I had built my company to six figures. It was a far stretch from where I started off being a nurse. And so to now be working as a janitor, cleaning toilets and scrubbing floors was quite an unexpected circumstance. And so what had happened is I had lost all of my clients at that time. And I also had to let go of all of my employees. And so I remember every day I would go and I'm cleaning toilets and scrubbing floors. And I'm thinking like, Nicole, how did you get here? Like, how did you go from being in the promised land on the mountaintop to now you're doing this kind of work? And one of the things that I realized, and this went on for quite a few months, and then one day I got it. I didn't know what I didn't know. When I started my healthcare staffing firm, I totally tried to figure it out on my own. And I had made a few good guesses, but now I was at a period where I had taken myself as far as I could take myself with the information I had. And so in that period of time, I began to study and I developed the mindset to help me go from being a nurse that had a business to really being an entrepreneur that understood the different variables involved in business. And so I began an entire training, if you will, and learning phase of really understanding business and things like that. And so the thing that I think pushes me to do this is one of the things that I always wanted in that time was access. I wanted someone who had the answers. I wanted a process. And this was long before where we are right now, where we could get on YouTube. You know, we can find some of the answers here and there. This was in 07. So information was not as readily available, even though I was searching desperately. And so for me to be able to cut that learning curve and be a sounding board, an advisor, and share with individuals through now nearly, it's literally been over 40,000 hours that I've played in this industry. It is so rewarding, not only for the entrepreneurs who we work with and serve, but also for me to know that I'm able to do for them what I had always wished someone could have done for me.
Yeah, Dr. Nicole, it's so beautiful. You're at this point, like you mentioned, you were scrubbing floors and you said to yourself, you know, what am I doing here? And it was right at that point, at this point, you know, this low point, I guess, when you were scrubbing the floors, that you said to yourself, I'm a little uncertain, but you made an amazing discovery and you became very clear about your purpose. And it really deepened your commitment and deepened your passion for not only life and prosperity, but also to help others. And a lot of people believe that when you help others, then you get something in return. And you don't do that for that reason. You just love helping others because you've been there and you've done that, I guess, is the way to say it. Let's talk about it a little bit. How big is, you know, this healthcare space where people are looking for nurses and physicians and emergency care, you know, help? I mean, I would imagine it's just a burgeoning business and it's a burgeoning industry.
Absolutely. And I'm a numbers girl, so I'm going to put the numbers out there. Healthcare staffing is a $1 billion industry. And a lot of healthcare staffing firm owners and aspiring entrepreneurs do not realize the untapped potential that exists in the industry. And there is a huge opportunity not only to make an income, but also an impact and simultaneously.
Yeah, I love it. Of course, you staff hospitals and long-term care facilities, nursing homes, I mean, physical rehabilitation centers. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Labs, doctor's offices. I mean, everybody wants the best healthcare. And of course, entrepreneurs want to place the best healthcare people in the best facilities, and you teach them how to do that. And I would imagine that these facilities are always looking to upgrade their personnel, always looking to bring people in. when a nurse goes to a new facility in a new state, let's just say they get placed in a new state. Let's say they come from the East Coast, but they want to go to the West Coast. Is there some type of culture manifestation that has to happen? Do they need to learn the new culture in the hospital or the facility that they go to? What's it like for a nurse to go into a new facility in a new area?
Yeah, absolutely. So with everything else, then a new area, new culture, new environment, right? And there's always a protocol for that. So there is training, right? There's preparation. There's so much that goes into providing an opportunity for that nurse to move into the new arena.
Yeah, I love it so much. It really, really makes so much sense. And it's very, very interesting. When we think about it as a leader, I would imagine, Dr. Nicole, when you wake up in the morning, you say to yourself, you know, I'm representing not only myself and my brand, but my company and this movement. So when we think about someone who has this leadership position, trying to help people with their income, trying to help people with their purpose, trying to help people with their unrealized potential, what's the first thing that goes on in your mind when you wake up in the morning? I mean, you know, are you just gung-ho, ready to roll, or do you have to do a little sort of position in the morning to get your mind frame right? What's that morning look like for Dr. Nicole?
So for me, my morning starts off with extreme gratitude. My life, in many instances, feels like a fairy tale. And so to get to share and accept that responsibility, share in that responsibility of being able to support and serve so many entrepreneurs, I can't describe the feeling or the momentum that I have each morning when it's time to get up. So gratitude and then the momentum of saying, we get to do this again today.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's a blessing. And moving forward with gratitude is something that I always think about as well, Dr. Nicole. Let's talk about it a little bit. I know you've only cut out a certain amount of time. You're just helping so many people, and it's a great, great thing that you're doing. When we think about moving forward, when we think about people that reach out to you, are there certain people that just have this sort of can't do attitude and they're really questioning themselves, questioning where they're at, questioning their entrepreneurial spirit, questioning their entrepreneurial approach? And by sort of talking to you and taking this movement that you started, this Launch, Grow, Thrive network, that they're able to sort of see clear and then sort of change their mindset and get on the path to actually, you know, having financial freedom and building a business.
Absolutely. And I found out that doubt and uncertainty in many instances is a product of not having adequate information. And so we watch entrepreneurs come and staffing companies come and they share their concerns where they really are. And we've all been there. But in sharing those concerns, we're listening and we've been trained to hear what they're really saying. And I would venture to say that in most of those instances, it is they lack the education that will give them the confidence to move forward with their dreams.
Yeah, it makes sense. And how important is a system to this movement? In other words, I know you just can't speak with an aspiring entrepreneur and tell them how to do it and send them a couple of videos. I mean, I would imagine that you're a big believer in putting these people in almost a win-win situation, almost a program where they can't lose. So I would imagine this system is a very important part of your offering. Is that right?
Absolutely. I actually curated a system that is the exact strategy that I use for myself to build my own staffing firm to a multi-million dollar empire. And so literally taking the best of 40,000 plus hours and condensing it into the most vital lessons for every entrepreneur, and then establishing at what point they need those lessons. And so we have a well-crafted system to take an entrepreneur from the point of launch all the way through skyrocketing. And so that's phased out as launching. So launching, we're just doing proof of concept, We're making sure we help you build a viable model and you're going to make money. And then there's the growth phase where we already have proof of concept. And now we're adding on and teaching more strategies to help you grow intentionally and strategically. And then there's the thrive, right? Where we're assessing operations because now your team needs to expand. And there's so many things that needs to happen to help really take your operations to like level, right? 10X where you are. And then there is skyrocket. And skyrocket is where we aim to bring all of our entrepreneurs and companies to where they're in a place that they're dominating in their respective arenas.
I love it, the skyrocket. It's a great name, of course. And you know, you've only cut out a certain amount of time. I can already tell I'm going to bring you back on the show. I'm going to need to book you for an hour because I just want to talk about this mindset that you're really an expert in. Of course, you've been named as one of the top female business leaders in North America. You've been recognized for your work in Women in Business and Entrepreneur Magazine, Charisma and the Impact Network and the like. Let's talk about entrepreneurship. Let's talk to the younger entrepreneurs watching this show. You know, your career has been filled with huge wins. And of course, you also have the story where you were scrubbing the floors and you decided at that point that you were going to not only change your life, but change the lives of other people. For the younger entrepreneurs, Dr. Nicole, watching this show today, maybe they're having a tough time. Maybe they're freaking out, freezing in the frame. You know, sometimes that happens to entrepreneurs. What type of advice can you give to the entrepreneur watching the show that maybe is a little bit unsure of themselves and what they can do to keep on moving forward?
Well, Andy, if I may, I'd like to share a little bit about how I even got started. So I was 26 years old, working as a nurse. I had just got a promotion. I was excited about the promotion because when you tell a 26-year-old that, hey, you're going to have more flexibility, like that sounds good, right? So I took this promotion and I was excited because I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And so it would allow me to do nursing, but then have the time in tapping into the flexibility to be able to build my business on the side. And I go in and talk to my supervisor about how to take advantage of this culture of flexibility. And I thought we had a good conversation. About 55 minutes later, I see her come in. Her demeanor has changed. She has paperwork in her hands. She hands me the paperwork and she says, Nicole, you're fired. I didn't even move, Andy, because I'm thinking at first, like, fired? I just got a promotion. I just got a raise. Like, what do you mean fired? And the next thing you know, I'm being escorted out of the building in front of my colleagues that just watched me get promoted, and I'm holding back the tears. So I'm standing on this parking lot, hugely inconvenienced, in total shock, and I was a little mad, right? I was angry. And at first I was mad at her, but then I got mad at myself because I couldn't believe I had put myself in a position where someone else was in control of my time, my income, and my freedom. So standing on that parking lot, I made a decision that that was going to be the last time. I could have easily went and got another nursing job, but I decided I was going to start the business. And that has rewarded me now for nearly 20 years. That supervisor ended up being my first, one of my first clients and one of my largest clients for the first few months. Within 3 months, our company was national. And then we've had the opportunity to employ thousands, help countless facilities, make millions of dollars. And I share that because at that time, it felt like my life was falling apart. There was this season where it just felt like everything's falling apart. Everything's going wrong. And I don't know, you know, they might be listening right now thinking like it's only happened. No, we've all been there. And so the advice I would leave them with is, it comes in the form of a quote by Marilyn Monroe. Sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together.
Wow. I love it. I mean, that's such a great story. I mean, I'm listening to you and I'm getting a little emotional on this side of the video over here. I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, what a great story. 26 years old. You decided at that point that it was never going to happen again and that you were going to be in control of your own destiny. And lo and behold, here we are, as the founder, you know, and the leader of a movement, launch, growth, thrive. It's just so great. And those three words really resonate for me. And it resonates for so many people. You want to launch it, you want to grow it, you want to thrive it. And then, you know, you've got so many wonderful aspects to this complete system that you're putting people into so they can skyrocket. I mean, it's fantastic. Dr. Nicole, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I mean, I'm going to bring you back. I think I need an hour with you just to talk about your entrepreneurial journey. This has been fantastic. Dr. Nicole Caillé. And if you wanted more information, of course, reach out to Dr. Nicole. And wow, I think this has not only been great for the entrepreneurs watching the show, but anybody that needs a boost and needs to sort of reevaluate their position in the world, how they're thinking about gratitude and how they're thinking about growing their own business. What a great interview, Dr. Nicole. Thanks so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for having me.